Today I'm going to return to Matthew chapter 5 for my lesson today. But before I do, I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 13. Moses told the people that God had declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even 10 commandments. And he wrote them upon 2 tables of stone. And one day while Jesus was teaching, a listener came to him and said, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the great commandment." Most of us are familiar with the first 4 commandments, which have to do with our relationship with God. We should have no other gods before him, make no graven images. We are to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We are not to take the Lord's name in vain. These are the 4 of the 10 commandments that deals with our relationship with God. But here in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 39, Jesus is telling us the spirit of these 4 commandments. And he wrapped them up in one saying, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment." In this commandment that Christ gave to this listener, encompasses all 4 of the ones that he gave in the book of Leviticus. Christ continued, "The second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This commandment that Christ gave in verse 39 encompasses the last 6 commands of the 10 commandments, which deals with our relationship with mankind. You don't have to worry about coveting your neighbor's wife or his things. Just love your neighbor as yourself, and that will take care of all of this. We all know that when we try to live by the letter of the law, we will die. But if we live by the spirit of the law, we will live life eternally. Paul said it like this, "Christ, who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." We know that the law was unto death, and the Spirit is unto life. This is why Jesus said, instead of "thou shalt not commit adultery," he insists that if a person looks on a woman and lusts after her, he has committed adultery in his heart already. Jesus goes into the soul and lays hold on our thoughts and brands even the desire for sin as a sin. If it was wrong to do a thing, it was wrong to want to do a thing. He would say, "Away with your hand washings after you have stolen. Away with your bathing after you have committed fornication." He goes into the depths of the heart and brands even the intention to sin a sin. He didn't wait for the tree to bear evil fruit. He would prevent the very sowing of the evil seed. It was as though he was saying, "Get rid of them at their sources. Repent and purge. Evil that can be locked up in jails is too late to remedy." I hope these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you. The intent of these lessons is to give you spiritual empowerment for you to understand who you are in Christ Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can contact me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you.